Stephen, good afternoon to you. Highly unusual that we'd be doing this on the internet, but I suppose it's nearly a week on now from your appointment as Mick McCarthy's successor. How do you reflect on it all? I mean, I know there's obviously much more, you know, sort of important things in the world right now.
Yeah, I hadn't realised a week, but certainly there is definitely more important things in the world now. You know, I think that's without doubt. But I think, is it the right thing to do interviews and press conferences at this time? There's a moral dilemma there, and whether it's right or wrong. But I do think that, you know, people sometimes need to, you know, something to look forward to as well. Everyone in lockdown, you know, needs something to look forward to. And the games in the autumn, the 9 games, you know, obviously the European Championship playoffs and the six Nations League games, and there's obviously a friendly and possible friendly, and then the World Cup qualifiers in March. So there's a lot to look forward to from a football perspective, from an international perspective. And so I do think that that's how I view it. You know, it's just been a matter of initially formulating the background team, and obviously we've named Keith Andrews, Damien Duff and Alan Kelly, and we'll establish the rest of the backroom team over the next week or two.
And you mentioned those games coming up in the autumn there. I mean, you know, we can only go by, you know, what the FAI are saying, what UEFA is saying, and what FIFA are saying at the minute. But how difficult is it that, you know, that those timeframes, that those dates, you know, might have to be backed up again, that you're, you know, that your first time in charge as a senior Ireland manager might be further delayed in terms of, you know, the preparations? How difficult are you expecting that all to be?
I really have no idea. You know, I'd be only estimating. I think I've no idea. But listen, whatever the circumstances, we'll make sure the team is absolutely ready. You know, I've no qualm. They're saying we might have 3 games in windows rather than 2, which is unprecedented. I've no problem with that. I've dealt with that before, and you just manage it accordingly. Your recovery and your rest and how you peak, and I think these are all things that that you learn. And you know, so when it happens, I'm not sure when the playoffs happens. There, if it's the first game, we'll make sure the team are ready. Indications are it's due to be possibly October, the final in November, and if that's the case, brilliant. You know, we'll have a few games to formulate our ideas and and get ready for that game.
On a personal level, Stephen, how much of a step up is this for you? You know, compared to the other jobs that you've had, obviously as under 21's manager, you know, Dundalk manager, your entire managerial career. How do you scale that?
Well, I think it's international football is the pinnacle. You know, it's a world game, and you know, I think we're unified by this game, and I think it's captures the imagination in every corner of the globe, and I think it. So it's quite. The profile is huge, the standard is high, but you know, I think I've obviously been in Champions League qualifiers for a few seasons now, and been in Europa League and been in the group stages, so that's quite a good standard also. And I think when international football is the pinnacle, the under 21 international matches were in hindsight, they were a great experience for me. How to manage the camps, the 10-day camps, and you know, with great games. We were fourth seeds this year in the under 21s, behind Sweden, Iceland. We were behind Iceland, Sweden, and Italy. So we lead the group at the moment, albeit Italy have a game in hand. And you know, the Toulon tournament was exceptional experience for all the young Irish players, and good experience for me also. In relation to preparing the tournaments, and getting to the semi-final of that and playing Mexico twice, you know, the Mexican Olympic team twice, and Brazil, and playing some of the matches that we played were China, you know, great games and good experience.
There's obviously been an awful lot of attention on Robbie Keane since your appointment, and you know what his role would be, and people disappointed maybe that he's not, you know, within the setup somewhere there. And obviously, you know, that's your decision to make. But what do you make of all that's been written and said about Robbie Keane this week, and why he's not involved?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I have the highest respect for Robbie Keane. You know what he's achieved in his career has been incredible. I think anytime, we don't know each other that well, anytime we've had conversations, we've gone on fine, you know, gone on very well. But it's just that I want, you know, as the manager, you must have the right to pick your own background team. And I think it's important sometimes in the roles that there's not blurred lines in the roles, and you know, clearly defined roles are important, and I think that's what I learned from experience. I've learned that from my own personal experiences. And I think, you know, Keith Andrews has been my assistant for the last nearly a year and a half with the under-21s, and we've developed a strong relationship and, you know, a good rapport and a way of working together. And I think Damien Duff has come in, and I've obviously watched Damien's coaching career, but at Celtic he's played a pivotal role this year in the potential treble for them in terms of the role that he's played, and he's quite a creative, inventive training ground coach with great preparation and attention to detail and high work ethic. So I think he's you know, Damien comes on board. So it's really, that's about selecting my own team who I feel will complement each other in relation to
Sorry, Stephen. Very finally for me, I suppose, like, your most recent job was the manager of the Ireland under-21s, and you know, a good group building up there and really, really solid looking ahead to the future. Do you think you're going to have much of a headache in terms of selection? And like, there's obviously going to be a tension now in the coming months about, you know, who you feel might be ready to make that step up, et cetera, et cetera. Are there any players currently that you might think maybe are ready to be thrown into the senior international cauldron? Or do you think that, you know, that they need much more time within that under-21 setup?
You know, I hope I have headaches. I hope, because that will sort of mean that pre-season has gone well for a lot of the players, and that they enter the new season in the first team at their clubs. You know, maybe some players would benefit maybe from loan experience. That can happen. And I think we have a number of talented players coming through, albeit they're quite young. It depends on how they go with their clubs, you know, how they progress. But I do believe in the new generation, the young generation of Irish players coming through. I think there is a good group coming through. We're not relying on one or two individuals coming through. And I think, but I also think we've got a lot of quality within our senior squad also at the moment. And I think, our back four have been fairly consistent. And I think, you know, I do think that, you know, I think the addition to John Egan into the back four changes the dynamic of the back four. Rather than have two traditional number fives, I think that sort of, that changes everything, really, how you play. And I think, you know, I think that's, you know, I think that gives it a great dimension with Raiden fullbacks and the composition of the back four. I think it's, you know, that gives you a great platform, you know, to go and build the rest and to you know, I think we have a lot of talented players. Some players, it's difficult to know why, for example, someone like Robbie Brady 3 years ago was probably our most creative player, and now at times hasn't got into the 22. So, you know, how has that happened? And, you know, so I think my job is to try and unlock the potential of the whole team and find the best way of doing that. And that's what I see my job, you know, and I'm really, really excited by it and hugely honoured, actually, to be given the opportunity to do that. It is really the ultimate honour that you could have. And I must admit, it's a huge privilege.
Okay, thank you, Stephen. Thanks for your time. Best of luck.